话当中的一些非常好的表达方法。比如说吧，这第一个短语就叫做 cut something short.
Oh, yeah. If you cut something short, it means you stop doing something earlier than expected, right?
就是提前完成做某事。
That's right, that's right. For example, in dialogue one, we say we will cut our stay short, right? So, for example, if...
就是缩短你的行程呗。
There you go. That's called cutting something short.
比如说你在少林寺呢 you're going to stay for a week.
Yeah.
但是因为这边节目在召唤你所以呢你就要 cut 3 days off.
Yeah, 你要提前走。
那么你就 cut something short.
Then you cut your stay short, you cut your visit short, you can cut your study short.
而且作为小高他希望一位外国朋友哈他的这个签证呢每年都要一次一次进行续签、
yeah.
对吧这是大问题。
Oh.
所以这个 visa 问题也是让他们有的时候也不得不哈、
right.
不得不这个出国去、
right.
回家去旅旅游啊这样。所以我们讲 cut something short, which means in English, to stop doing something earlier than expected.
That's right.
好，用中文来翻译呢，就是提前结束做某事。
That's right.
Cut 就是切嘛，切割的那个 C U T. Anything short.
That's right.
Anything short.
You can.
但最重要的是一般指时间。
That's right. Yeah. Like a 事情。Yeah.
事情啊。
Yeah, yeah.
哦、oh, 事情时间、
like、时间 yeah you're right 事情的时间 yeah
好大家一会儿要注意听哦我们是怎么来用这个短语的我们要 cut 什么 short here 呢好第二个短语叫
split
S-P-L-I-T
that's right
split 就是分开
that's right
可是呢如果你跟一个地方分开就叫做你要离开某地
that's right
也可以这么用吗
也可以 yeah、
oh,
so for example、
yeah.
For example, oh, 时间到了 Hey, I got a split. I'll talk to you tomorrow, right? I got a split.、
Oh,
wow, how 地道、
哎、我们会发现这个美国人在口语当中啊、
uh-huh.
也用了一些非常精辟短小
Oh, yes, you're right.
那个劲道又很足的词语
That's right.
Split 就是这样一个
That's right.
本来是拉开扯开分开
That's right.
那么我要离开北京就是跟你来说
Split.
Split.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you know what? If 两个人谈恋爱的人他们分手的话你可以说他们 split up.
哦、oh, 还有这样一个短语、
yeah.
是谈分手
That's right. Split up.
S-P-L-I-T
Yeah, split.
And U-P
Yeah.
Split up.
That's right. Split up.
哦、oh, oh, 这个词很好哦但是呢我准备不送给大家
了。yeah, good.
因为这个词大家在各自的生活当中、
yeah.
还是要少。
永远不对、
哎、
永远不
是。我们还是祝大家铁人铁蜜。
That's right.
友情人终成眷属。
你说太好了。
第三个短语叫做
straighten out something.
哎 straight, 直直的。
That's right.
Straighten.动词形式了
That's right.
那 straighten out, O-U-T,、oh. 这是个什么意思呢
Okay, if you have to straighten out something, it just means that you're resolving a problem. Maybe there's something that、has gone wrong, or 你出了有点问题、
oh.
and 为了解决这个问题你去 straighten out that problem.Right?
Oh, yeah, 明白 yeah, yeah. 就是说你解决了一个问题、
exactly.
因为刚才你用英文解释的时候我听懂了叫 resolve a problem
That's right
R-E-S-O-L-V-E
Yeah
Resolve 就是解决
That's
Solve、
right.
a problem
Yeah
那么 straighten out 在这呢作为一个动词短语来替换 resolve
That's right
其实它的意思跟 resolve 一模一样就是我解决什么问题
That's right
那我要解决我的签字问题怎么说呢
Oh, well, I have to go straighten out my visa
啊，我得搞定这件事
That's right
我把这件事情解决
好
就是 straighten out straighten 这个词的发音有点怪大家可能觉得有点麻烦、
yeah.
但是呢你也只要多跟小高老师来多念几遍
straighten oh Jing Jing I know why it's so strange because here in English we call this a glottal stop you have T and N next to each other we just eat it we so straighten just like mountain、right?
对了这就是为什么我要提到这个词的发音问题啊大家注意听好了本来我们在说 straighten 这个词的时候呢我们会说 ten 这个音会发出来、
啊、太棒了你太棒了
结果呢我们会发现小高老师在读这个发音的时候他会一下意识的把那个 T 吞掉
对
再来一遍
straighten
哎你会模仿吗 straighten
哦你太棒了比如说 mountain I like to climb mountain 哦你太棒了为什么呢 ?TN 放在一起 是一个自然的天生的
吞音
对
Eaten word 包括 Eaten 这个词本身
原来叫做吞音对
吞音对也把它吞掉、
嗯、
好，就是 straighten out 这个短语哈，大家有空啊，闲来无事可以把这个词儿呢想起来的时候多多操练一下啊，对你的发音呢听上去更加美是有很大的帮助的。接下来我们再提到这样一个签证这个词语，大家不管是去啊，不管去哪儿旅游，您都需要签证，对不对
？That's right。
这个词怎么讲呢
？Visa。
V-I-S-A。
That's right. You can see our friend Visa Say has named himself Visa.A visa, like Jingjing said, is just a 签证。
签证啊，
yeah.
你过去的一种许可。
That's right.
你要一种 permit.
That's right.
对不对？好，签证，签证。那么，visa， 大家以前用那个平时生活中用那个卡，不就是 visa 卡吗
？Oh yeah, you're right. It's like a credit card. We have a credit card in America called a visa card.
对了。
I'm not sure why it's called a visa card, but it's the same spelling.
但凡您涉及到一些出国旅游啊、
right.
玩啊、涉外的事物啊
，That's right，
签证这个是要用上的啊。
That's right.
好 ，visa， 你看看，这个是一个绝对百分百的暑期词汇。
That's right.
Holiday English。好，下面一个呢是一个象声词，我们来请小高老师教我们念。
Few. Yeah.
这听上去好搞怪呀、啊。
That's right.
那么这个 few 是个什么意思？在什么情况下用呢
？Okay.When you're relieved about something, when you think something bad was going to happen, but it doesn't. At the end, everything's okay. You say, phew. It's like a 叹气吧。
真的是，你这个叫如释重负嘛。
Yeah, oh, 如释重负。
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 如释重负。我怎么可以把这两个短语联系起来呢？实在是太冷了。如释重负。
Yeah, 如释重负。Hey, it's a good way to remember it.
这个词的拼写方式是 P-H-E-W.
Yeah, P-H, remember it's F.
这个词真的人人都会用吗？
I think so. We say it all the time.
为什么？
Well, you know, it's just like when we drop something. Last week we talked about oops, right?
哦，它只是表示一种叹气。
That's right.
一种感叹。
There you go.
就你担心的事情呢？哎，它没有发生。
Yeah.
这个时候呢，就
oh, phew.
就放松了嘛。
谢天谢地。
哦，就 phew.
Oh, phew.
长长的一口。
There you go.
这句话呢，你要表达的正宗，一定要肺活量好。
That's right.
深呼吸一个叫。
Phew. Yeah, we can say we usually okay. 说实话 we usually don't say it very long. We just say, ah, phew.
好，这谢天谢地。
There you go.
意识到了就行了。That is like a sign of relief.
That's right.
如释重负。好，下面一个叫做
race against the clock.
Race 就是赛跑嘛。
That's right.
跟着什么赛跑呢？跟着时间，跟着钟表赛跑。
Race
against
the
clock.
That's right.
Race against the clock. 那我就跟着时间跑。
That's right.
那你能跑得过时间吗
？That's right. Well,
那是不是你证明你只是有点着急呢
？Exactly. It means you're in a hurry, right? Now think about it. If you're racing and your opponent is the clock, and you want to beat the clock before the clock gets to a certain point, that's a race against the clock.
那其实你也可以讲 beat the clock 了。
You can say beat the clock.
Beat the clock, 打钟或者是 race against the clock.
That's right.
Oh.所以说，他们所有的意思呢，都指的是 to be in a hurry.
That's right.
急急忙忙的着急忙慌的跑跑跑跑跑跑
跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑跑。
哎，对，就这意思。Race against the clock 就是哎呦来不及了，得抓紧时间了。
That's right.
一看这个1:59了，哎呦来不及了，赶紧上网要听节目了。
That's right.
Race against the clock 啊，老板来了，哎呦赶紧关窗口。
Oh.
老板来了，赶紧盖耳机关窗口。好。
Uh-oh.
这是 race against the clock。好，下面一个短语叫做 have.All the time in the world.
Yeah. Now think about it. If you have all the time in the world,
就有世界上全部的时间
Yeah. Exactly. Now, if you have all the time in the world, do you think that you're in a hurry? You have all the time in the world.
那就是我有多 relax, 有多 relax.
That's right.
慢慢来嘛。
有许多时间。
非常非常多的。
不着急。
哦、
yeah.
oh, yeah. ，这个词好像。
Yeah.
不着急、
yeah.
不着急、
yeah.
就是叫做 have all the time in the world、
yeah.
好充裕啊你像一个大赢家一样、
right.
对不对
也可以
所有的时间都握在你的手里
exactly 也可以用于来安慰别人、
oh.
如果你看哎，你的朋友他很着急的话你说哎呀你着什么急我们有 all the time in the world
哦、
oh.
yeah. 可是我们平时说学会的那个叫做 take your time
that's right
但实际上他 等于 have all the time in the world, 对不对?
That's right.
哦、oh, 明白了。好下面一个叫 pressed for time.
Yeah, now this
is... 我们今天整个就跟时间在赛跑了。
Yeah, now if you're pressed for time, it's just like you're in a race against the clock, okay? It just means to be in a hurry.
哦、pressed 是压嘛。
Exactly.
压。
Yeah, exactly.
你就前面一个呢是所有的时间都在你的手心上而这个词呢是指你就是从指缝里挤点时间出来。
恰恰相反。
恰恰相反掐一下就反了。就是 to be in a hurry.
Exactly.
所以你看我们学到的 race against the clock, beat the clock, press for time, 都是讲时间不够。
That's right.
其实本来你像赶飞机这样的事情那就是一个时间嘛。
That's
对不对
right.、
啊、好讲了三个跟时间有关的短语就是我们今天非常重要的收获。
That's right.
接下来呢我们要看一下 What time does your flight leave?
Yes.
哦、
oh, yes.
这是一个 perfect 的问句。
That's right. That's right. Now,
请问你的飞机什么时候开呢
Exactly. So why did I put this in our dialogue, because I want you to know the proper way to ask someone, 你的飞机几点起飞、right?
你的飞机几点起飞
我们是这么问的我们说 what time does your flight leave, right? Flight is a noun for、to fly, right? It's just flight.
对、mm-hmm. 好这样的一些短语啊大家实际上呢就是说不见得你要问但是如果你在机场给外国朋友问你这句话的时候你必须要在第一时间内反应过来
yeah, yeah. Because sometimes I hear、有点不对劲的比如说、what time does your plane go or what time does your
对
yeah, when do you leave for your plane no we say
What time does your flight leave?
Yeah.
其实飞机起飞呢，还有一个短语叫 take off.
Yeah, take off.
Take off.
I love it.
或者 take off 也可以用在日常的生活当中，说 Hey, 我走了
That's right.
I'm gonna take off.
你太棒了，你太棒了。
是这个意思哈。
就是。
就是。
对不对？就是。
我们就说这样的一些短语呢，非常就是。它就只能这么表达，它不没有其他的说法，
yes,
所以你必须要记住，
right,
不记住没有办法的，
right.
你不能自己编呢。
That's right。
就是说，你看那天，比如说周末的时候啊，那个就在一个地方等 taxi，
啊哈，
突然间不知道从四方哪个地方，我背后还是哪里传来了一句声音说
，That's right。
Are you waiting for the taxi?
I'm waiting for the taxi.
当时头，我当时正在看手机，头也没抬。
Oh.
但是你必须知道他可能是在跟你说话。
Okay.
所以马上一抬头起来，第一反应就必须说yes.
Yes.
对不对
？Yes, right.
必须要。
You have to know.
有这样一个意思。
You need to know this. That's right.
对，如果你再让人说 pardon,
that's right.
这就显得啊
，pardon me.Pardon my English.
Pardon my English.
Butterfingers. Go.
有点怪了。好，下面一个叫做
On the dot.
从来我们都说准时准点儿。请问准时准点儿究竟怎么说
？On the dot.
On the dot.
Yeah.
Dot. 究竟是那个点儿吗
？Yeah, that's right. On the dot.
www.am774.com.
I'll tell you what it actually means. It's you know when the hand of the clock is moving.And when it hits the zero part, you know, the
meridian,
yeah, meridian, right? That's the dot.
You
call it the dot,、
哦、
yeah.
就一个时间、yeah. 一个小时是一个点。
对，那怎么用啊？
那就是说 on the dot,、yeah. 就是 on time 嘛。
Yeah, on the hour.
On the hour.
For example.
在那个钟点上。
Yeah, exactly. For example, 5 o'clock on the dot, right? It means exactly 5 o'clock. It means...Not 4:58 and not 5:02. It means exactly 5 o'clock.
哦，就是说呢，完全是准时准点的。
对。
好，我们有一位朋友在聊天室提了一个问题，他说：“请问小高老师，来自 Coin， 可以说 When does your flight leave 吗？”
When does your flight?
When 他是把 What time 换成了 When。
Oh, thank you so much.
这个可以吗？
Absolutely could.
What time 啊？我来解答哈。What time 呢？它是把这个时间细化了。
That's right.
就问你到底是几点？
That's right.
是早上的飞机呢，还是晚上的飞机？
That's right.
但是问呢，还是一个大概。
That's right.
是今天吗？
That's right. I love it. I love it. I love that question. Thank you, Coin. You're right.
What time does a flight leave 会显得更加的准确？
We absolutely can.
好，这是我们第一段的短语。Cut something short. Split. Straighten out. Visa. Phew. Race against the clock.Have all the time in the world. Pressed for time. What time does your flight leave? On the dot. 好，接下来呢，我们的第一段对话要开始了，大家注意听好。前面有三个听力问题要提给你，就为了让你在一会儿的听力当中呢更加集中注意力。来，我们来请小高老师告诉我们第一个问题。
Question number one. Why does 小高 have to go back home?
小高同学要回家的原因是什么？他为什么呢？为什么？
Question number two. What time does 小高's flight leave?
他的飞机呢是飞机呢是几点钟起飞呢？
That's right. And number three.What time will Jing Jing arrive to pick up 小高？
各位好朋友，我一定要去接他的，对不对？
你就是一个好朋友。
所以我应该几点钟到？我应该几点钟准时到他家去接他呢？好，这是第一段的三个问题，我们来跟朋友们说一说，演绎一下实在生活当中的英语怎么说啊？好，小高开始。
Well, Jing Jing.I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut my stay short here in Beijing.
What? You mean you're gonna sleep? Why? I thought you'd like it here.
Don't worry. I'll be back. I'm just going home to straighten out my visa.
Okay. When are you coming back?
Probably in a month or so. But I have to leave soon.My visa expires in a couple of days, so it's a race against the clock to get back home as soon as possible.
Oh, I see. Well, when you come back, hopefully, you will have all the time in the world. It's no fun being pressed for time. Hey, do you have anyone that will send you to the airport?
No, I was going to take a cab there unless...
Of course, I'll take you. You know, you don't have to ask that.
Really? You are the greatest.
注意,最高级, greatest, 最好的。
对,注意,大家注意,注意到了。
最高级哈,不是better,是good, better, best.
最好的,
最好的,
最佳的。
I know I am. What time does your flight leave?
9 in the morning.Do you think you can handle that?
I'll be at your place at 6 on the dot. See you then.
Okay, see ya.
我们做广播的人是最准时了。
对呀、
啊。我们差一分钟都要扣钱的。
对, 对是不是
我们是再准时不过了。
对你太棒了。
好第二段的对话啊就正宗的像朋友一样了。
Okay, here we go. Ready? Well, Jing Jing, I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut my stay short here in Beijing.
What? You mean you're going to split? Why? I thought you'd like it here.
Hey, don't worry. I'll be back.I'm just going home to straighten out my visa.
Oh, okay. Phew. Well, when are you coming back?
Probably in a month or so. But I have to leave soon. My visa expires in a couple of days, so it's a race against the clock to get home as soon as possible.
Oh, I see. Well, when you come back, hopefully you'll have all the time in the world. It's no fun being pressed for time. Hey, do you have anyone that will send you to the airport?
No, I was going to take a cab there unless...
Of course I'll take you.You know, you don't have to ask that.
Really? You're the greatest.
I know I am. What time does your flight leave?
9 in the morning. Do you think you can handle that?
I'll be there at your place at 6 on the dot. See you then.
Oh, thank you. See ya.
哎，我们看到，注意到，在这一段当中呢，我们讲说，签证到期怎么说 ？X。
Expire,
E-X-P-I-R-E. 我的签证到期了 My visa expires in a couple of days.
That's right.
So it's a race against the clock to get back home as soon as possible.
That's right.
因为我签证到期了所以我马上要回去解决这个问题。好第一个问题就是说 Why does 小高 have to go back home? 回家的原因是什么呢
为什么呢
要用到这个短语有没有人用到这个短语
Come on,
什么什么什么 visa 我们知道肯定是跟签证有关
Let's
那么他要怎么样 visa 呢
You're right What do I have to do to that visa? I have to make it straight, right?
那我就担心他不回来了我说哎，那你还回来吗他说当然要回来了啊！哎，我的秀还需要我呢
That's right, that's right
我们大家还等着他呢、
right.
所以呢说我回来以后我就说没关系你好好的这个把事情都假期过好、
right.
然后呢 have all the time in the world 别着急然后呢你有没有人去机场送你啊
你看我们多体贴 and I'm like
so considerate
and I'm like no
大概需要坐个出租车吧
对
那、那这样吧
真可怜
你根本不用问我肯定会去送你的
I said really 真的吗
你太好了
真的假的
那当然 what time does your flight leave 好我就用了这样一句话因为我想知道一个准确的时间而不是一个大概的时间、
right.
如果我你设想一下如果我问的是一个 when 的话
对
那我太假了吧
对对
你根本没有去送人家
对对他想知道因为他正在准备去接去送我
对要安排好时间
他要
查着点儿去
对
所以说是 what time does the flight leave anyone got what time does his flight leave
let's see does anyone know and actually just so you know 这个是真的
哦太好了
这个时间是真的
我们聊天室当中好多朋友
还有啊、wow. 包括像那个好多朋友还没有改名字，全是复数字的符号啊，我就挑几个念一念哈。大家有这个 his visa expired， 这是第一题的问题， straighten out his visa 是另外一个表达方法啊、我们还有blah blah， 我们还有 long time no see on、
wow.
the dot
what?
What time is it like? Okay, 9 o'clock in the morning.
We got it. We got it from Say. Say got it. And so
这个说的是实情，它确实是明天早上九点吧。
How did lemonade?
哎，你确实是明天早上九点吧。
真的，真的。actually, 说实话是八点五十五。八点五十五。
哦，八点五十五。
这个太复杂了。
哦，你放心，就在狂空管制，你九点三十的飞了。
对对。
你放心好了。好，第一题准确答案呢，我们来整理一下啊。Why does 小高 have to go back home?
Why? The answer.
Because 用标准的。
Okay, let's
to straighten out his visa.
That's right. I was going to read say.
Straighten out his visa. 这是标准答案。一会儿大家发到我们这个答案参考大集合的时候，就一定要用标准答案。第二题 ，What time did 小高 fly?
We just talked about that.Say got it, and so did Lemonade, 9 in the morning.
九点
?9 in the morning.
9 in the morning, 9 a.m.
That's right.
9 a.m. 哎，多长时间啊 ?How long the journey?
The journey, ooh, I like that question. The journey, the entire journey is about 21 and a half hours.
21 a day.
Can you believe it?That's a long time. That's a really long time. That Jing Jing asked me how long is the journey.
大老远的来一趟中国容易吗？你说。
So hard.
然后还得自己赚钱，把回来的机票买了。
That's right. Oh.
哎呀，这个 visa problem 真是一个问题。
Isn't it?
就在这里天天陪着我们多好啊，是吧
？It's a really big problem.
好，那 what time did Jing Jing arrive to pick you up?
And she arrived at.
我回家早上六点到达。
Yeah, 六点
今天早上六点走，然后七点八点来得及哈，办手续，国际航班什么的、
right.
都没问题的。
That's right. We want to say on the dot, not on the dot.
我会骑着。